Counselor Accents Podcast. Two school counselors who love their jobs. Oh, and they happen to have Southern accents too. Bless their hearts.
Hey guys, we are so excited to have you as listeners on our new podcast for school counselors. I do want to let you know that we made a big mistake that we didn't realize until we were finished recording our first three episodes, and that is our microphone was not even connected. So the audio on our first three podcasts is not the best, but thank you for listening, and we promise it will get better starting with episode four.
All right, so Laura, tell us about our guest today.
Our guest is your principal.
So you need to close your mouth right now. So our guest is my principal, Richard Orr, who, in my opinion, is the greatest principal ever.
Round of applause.
You can add that.
I was also the only person left in the building at this time of night. So.
Actually, the customer.
We drug him in.
Sweeping the floors.
So we drug him in. So now we have been wanting to interview a principal.
Mine was busy, so. Okay.
Who would have been the better choice? I'm going to tell you that right now. So, but no, we've been wanting to interview you. And so since you were here for a PTO meeting, it was a perfect opportunity. So we're after school. And so we drug him in here to ask him some questions. So
fire away.
Fire away.
Fire away. Okay.
My knowledge is at your disposal here. So.
Oh, wow.
And it's cut.
Question number one. What do you see as the job of the school counselor?
Our school.
Not me. This is a regular school counselor.
A regular school counselor. I'm sure not you either. The school counselor, I mean, just takes care of all the emotional needs of our students and, in our case, the staff as well. It handles so much, dealing with all the outside agencies and just kind of a liaison between the parents and people that need help. There's so much of that today, and they seem to take on that role dealing with everybody's emotional health.
And we talk about that we go into school counseling thinking we're going to help just the students, but it's actually, it becomes bigger than that because the teachers are carrying a lot of stuff too.
I think maybe I kind of undersold that a little bit because I said emotional health, but I'm sure you do the same thing. I know for her, I mean, she's dealing with everybody's health in general, too. I mean, we're feeding kids. She's a big part of that, just making sure our kids are taken care of Christmas. There's a lot more to it than just emotional health. So I guess just the needs in general. And, like you said, the staff, too. Mm-hmm. Mine, too. She's my sounding board anytime I need some. I don't have an assistant principal, so she gets to hear all my venting.
And I think it's really important to have a close relationship with the counselor and the principal because he knows things that are going on, and if he can share those with me, then I can come in behind and help meet those needs of those students. And we started at the same time, so the same year. And my opening line was to him, "I'm your new school counselor, and I don't know what I'm doing." And he said, "I'm your principal. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. So 8 or 9 years later.
Nine years later. We're still here. I started laughing just because I was thinking, you know, we handle the same thing so often.
But the difference in the way we do things.
So she's got Elvis, her pet dog, or whatever, cow.
My puppet.
And I'm in your face, and she's over here dealing with the feelings of the kid. But it balances out pretty well.
We do. And I think that's what a good counselor principal relationship is that you can balance each other out because we're doing two different jobs.
Yeah.
I'm not the disciplinarian. Right. He's the disciplinarian, but I can look at why that issue may be happening with that student and come at it from a different point of view.
I'm not the feely emotional person.
We do need that balance. Kids do need to be disciplined. You know, that's important to have that part. But then it is also important to have the, like, get to the root issue sometimes and talk about the feelings part of it.
Yeah.
So very good balance.
Yeah. So what is it that you wish school counselors knew or know about your job?
About my job?
What do you think it would be important for school counselors to know?
You know what's not fair? We didn't tell him the questions in advance.
I wanted him off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff. What I wish school counselors knew. I feel, well, it's probably unfair, like, because we've done this together so long. We both kind of figured, kind of found our way together since we didn't know what we were doing when we started. I think probably for a counselor to understand probably some of the legal stuff that on the discipline side, and she does a great job of understanding that, but I probably think most counselors might not understand that part, especially in a rush to handle the emotional part of things or just getting taking care of things. But the same the opposite way, you know, I don't understand all the stuff that she's dealing with and where I just want to discipline. She's got a better grasp of, I don't know, I guess the special ed law and the referral part that I need to understand better too.
So what was it you said that you would like to,
for my principal to know,
or just a principal to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoever my principal is, I hope that they always know that I want to help make the school better. I want to be a contributor to your vision. I want to line my vision up with your vision as the principal. I feel like I'm interviewing right now.
Oh.
In the event that Kim... In the
event of Kim's untimely death.
Unfortunate accident after this interview.
But I just want to be a valuable member of the team. And so, yeah.
What, I mean, what do you all want the principal to know about y'all?
I think it's hard because we work so closely together, and we do take time every day at least to, even if it's just for a couple of minutes, to, hey, let me catch you up on this, and he catches me up on whatever. So I think that's important. I think if I could get principals one message, it would be, because you value the role of the school counselor, if other principals could grasp that, if they value their staff and they value the role of the school counselor, then other people will respect that role and value that also.
We've been doing the RAMP process, which is like a national recognition program for school counselors. And if you do school counseling the way it should be done, there's no way that you could be put in the rotation, the specials rotation. But so often we see counselors just as an extra planning time for teachers. And I'm all about helping the teachers in any way I can. I want them to have planning time. But if a principal values the role of the counselor, they would not put them in the specials rotation.
I know that you all have to deal with kids and do the curriculum. Mm-hmm. But even that, because so many things come your all's way, I hate that that's a part of it. You know, I feel like we kind of force lessons on kids when really needing to deal with groups, you know, smaller groups in particular. Mm-hmm. When she has stuff she needs to work on, I mean, she's really got to get out of the building. Or she hides in that corner over there.
Lights off. Yeah. Lock the door.
Lock the door.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's best for her to just get out of the building when she has stuff to work on, because she can't do it. I mean, it's a constant stream of people coming in here all the time to talk to her.
So, I hope that everybody listening has a great principal, and we want to know what kind of situation you're in, and I have the best possible situation. We work on climate and culture.
Did you want to talk about that?
I see a trend that is changing in climate and culture, and I think our school is pretty, I think, cutting edge as far as he gives a voice to his staff, and he encourages his staff and pushes us to grow and be better, and he allows us to do cutting edge things, and that really improves the climate culture of the school.
One thing you've said about him is that when somebody brings an idea, it's, let's try it. And it's
sometimes
but it empowers that out of the box thinking. And I think as you start to think more creatively, more creativity comes your way, and it just gets bigger and bigger. And that's what.
And sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I think, I guess for me, it's if someone's coming to me with an idea, they haven't just, I mean, they've probably thought about it before they've come to me. And so I try not to say no right away. I mean, you want to think about how it could go into play. And it doesn't always work, but you want to give some thought to it and try to let them do that. Climate and culture is something I'm very focused on. But at the same time, it's not like I set out, so we've got to fix the culture around here when we came in. It's just a matter of building relationships. And
I think that's key. What he just said is he builds relationships.
It's working on relationships and knowing that, just like with your spouse, if you don't work on it, things can go backwards. Same thing with your school. If you don't work on it, it'll go backwards. And then once you have a good relationship, encouraging them to share what they do best. Because we've got a lot of really talented people. And I think all schools, I'm sure your school's got a lot of really talented people too, that ought to be sharing with other people what they do, like you too.
Well, thank you. While he is sitting here, I want to share my pick for this week.
Okay.
Because I know this is of interest to him. I do know, because we are friends, that he is very interested in civil rights, civil rights movement. And so I'm reading a book called Just Mercy. And it is, the movie is out. I have not been to see this movie yet. Have y'all seen the movie yet?
No.
Okay. So I'm reading the book. And as a teacher, it's not about school, it's not about teachers, but as a teacher, when you read this book and you think about where some of our kids are coming from, and it is a hard read. I'm not kidding you. I've had to there are parts of it I've had to skip through because it's just heartbreaking. But it is my pick of the week because I think it would help counselors. I think it would help teachers. And I've not seen the movie yet, but it's a true story. Think about it.
Clifford, the Big Red Dog. Been working on that one for a while. I've gotten through a couple of pages. Getting there. Not a movie out there yet.
It is a movie. Sadly, that is a movie. That is a movie. So I had to share that while he was sitting here because he
loves. I do love civil rights.
So you're going to love this book. He goes to the movies a lot. You're going to love the movie, I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, but I'm hearing good things. It has Jamie Foxx in it.
Okay.
Who I think has gotten some really good.
Yes,
thank
you. You have a pick of the week?
I have a pick of the week.
I know that. Works a little bit harder on my pick of the week.
Well, my pick of the week kind of goes along with yours. It is also a book, and it is Whatever It Takes by Dr. Brian Perlman. And I don't mean to fangirl or anything, but I finished it this week, and I tweeted it, and he replied to my tweet.
Oh, well, guess what? The author of Just Mercy did not tweet me.
Well, keep trying.
Okay.
But he retweeted me twice. Okay.
Okay, now we're just breaking.
Yeah. But it's really good. It goes through about 15 different case studies of different students. And I'm like, yep, he goes to our school. Yep, got her. And he just shares things he wished he had done differently. And then wins that he had, like ways that he thought outside the box. It is so good. This week I've gone through situations and talked to students, and I thought, what would it say in this book?
So what's the name of the book again?
Whatever It Takes.
Well, Whatever It Takes.
Yeah.
So I want the author's out there looking for some communication, too. So
yeah.
So there we go.
Do you want to share your cat pick of the week?
Yes, okay. I will share my cat pick of the week.
All right, tell us about it.
Okay, the cat pick
Explain
of the week.
Explain why it's so funny
okay.
to us. You want me to explain it?
Please.
Explain, not explain it.
Kim goes to bed at 6 o'clock. Like right now, she's getting ready to put her kerchief on and roll up her hair for the next day.
Cold cream.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Go.
She goes to sleep very early.
I do.
And so go ahead. Now you take it.
So she sends me this cat pic, and it's the cat. It says when you get a
we'll put a picture of it
when you get a tweet okay but it just looks like me. It just looks like me. It's a cat that is barely awake. It says when you get a tweet at 9 o'clock and you're awoken, and this is how it looks. So is awoken a word?
I think so.
It is.
Okay,
my cat pick of the week is a picture of a cat making this face when you want to be nice, or when you want to let it all out, but you're at work, like when you're angry, but you can't let it all out because you're at work. But it's not work, really. It's the 10-hour ride home from Orlando that that I had with children this week.
Nobody feels sorry for you. You were in Disney World. Nobody feels sorry.
No, you're right. But I was like trying not to let it all out.
I know what Richard's pick of the week is.
Okay.
My cat pick. I wasn't prepared with the cat pick, but I did see one that had a street liner.
Oh, okay.
And it had a dead cat laying there with two lines over it saying, not my job. And since I'm not a cat fan, I guess that would be my number one cat pick of the week.
Email address.
Don't care for the cats.
You've done it now.
We have already said in a previous, we do not like cats.
We don't not like them.
You're not a cat basher.
Right.
But I'm not going to live with them.
Right. But some people do. Tough times are, I'm not going to get a cat.
So I told you 10 minutes and you have a PTO meeting and we have kept you longer than 10 minutes.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It was lovely having my first guest appearance on this.
On our famous podcast.